friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Alexander. Hey, Alexander. He sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story about the purple ninjas who are trying to rob the bank for a purple diamond? Me too. Let's go! Alexander was playing in his backyard with his friends, and they were playing tag and hide and seek and having so much fun. What are your favorite games to play outside? Mine, I like to play Lava Monster and tag and basketball and soccer. I like to do a lot of different things outside. Well, Alexander and his friends were having a ton of fun when all of a sudden, he heard a sound. Bzz, 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 bzz. Oh, that's my spy beeper. Hey guys, I need to go inside. I can't play anymore, and I gotta go. Alexander, are you okay? What? What's going on? Oh, nothing, said Alexander. It's just I have to go do something really important. So I'll see you guys later, okay? Okay. All right, Alexander, we'll see you later. Whew. Yeah, Alexander is on the spy team, and he can't let anyone know, or else then, you know, the secret will get out. So Alexander did a good job explaining why he had to go without saying exactly why, but he ran upstairs to his room and closed the door and pressed the spy beeper button. And it said, Alexander, this is HQ. We have a secret mission for you. We have a lead that the purple ninjas are trying to rob a bank with some kind of magical purple diamond. And if they steal this diamond, it will give them all the powers of the world, and we cannot let that happen. We're going to send you the coordinates of the bank. We need to keep it a secret so that no one lets the purple ninjas know that we're on to them. You're going to need to sneak into the bank in the middle of the night before they do and switch out the diamond. We'll send you the instructions over and out. Oh, that sounds really important, said Alexander. He was super excited to be on the spy team and had been on the team for a long time and was one of the professional spies. He was really good and really smart. So he grabbed all of his spy gear and headed out the door. Oh, I forgot my shoes. Alexander was so excited, he even forgot to put his shoes on. That's pretty silly. Happens to me all the time. Alexander put on his shoes and double-checked all of his gear. He didn't want to forget anything. He had his net shooter, his glue shooter, his jetpack, everything that a spy needs. Put on his jetpack and blasted off for the coordinates. The bank was too far away to walk there, but not super far. It was where he lived, in Iceland. And it was really important to protect this bank, and I guess that purple diamond. Alexander didn't know about it, and neither did I, Mr. Jim, but I guess this purple diamond holds some kind of really magical, powerful powers that, and I think that's why it's locked up in a bank, so that no one else will steal it. I think it's like safest there at the bank. Alexander was flying through the sky on his jetpack, looking to arrive at the bank. On his way, he was reading through all the instructions and directions and everything that HQ had sent over. And in one of the letters, it had a bag. Look at this. He opened up the bag, and inside, ooh, is that candy? Alexander took it out, and oh, wait, there's a note. It says, this is not candy. Well, this is candy, but this candy is supposed to be... Oh, the purple... I see. HQ sent Alexander stuff that looks like that real purple diamond, but it's actually candy. So it's purple candy in the shape of a diamond. Oh, I see. So if we switch out the diamond, then the purple ninjas will steal the fake one, which is candy, and then we can protect the purple. That's smart. Good job, HQ. That was a good plan. Alexander could see the bank right over the hill over there. As he was getting closer, the sun was starting to set. The bank had already closed down for the day, so it was too late to alert any authorities about what was about to happen. Alexander had to take this problem into his own hands and figure it out. He had to sneak into the bank. All right, sometimes spies have to go on very secret missions. Well, usually spies have to go on very secret missions. And this was just like that. Alexander crawled through a window and very carefully tiptoed over some lasers. Yes, there were real lasers that went over the floor and through the air, and if you touched one of those red lasers, it would set off all the alarms. They couldn't let that happen. He knew that the purple ninjas were going to be able to get through this super fast because they're ninjas. But Alexander has trained for this. He just did a whole bunch of crazy, awesome flips and cartwheels and moves to get him all the way through the lasers to the other side. Now, the only thing standing in between him and the purple diamond is a giant safe door. Oh, jeez. What's the code? Alexander couldn't remember. He had to carefully take out all those instructions out of his bag without setting off the lasers, and one of those papers was the combination to the lock. And, oh, there it is. Okay, we're running out of time. Gotta go fast. Alexander was getting nervous. He put in the code, and yes, it unlocked the door. He quickly stepped inside and shut the door behind him, and there it was. In the middle of the room was a beautiful purple diamond just sitting there glowing. Wow. It was pretty amazing. He'd never seen a diamond shine like that. It was very purple and very big. About the size as a golf ball. It was huge. He carefully picked up the purple diamond and placed it in a bag and put it in his spy gear pack. Oh, that candy looks so good. As he took the candy diamond out of its bag, he set it on the same place where the real purple diamond was. And all of a sudden, he heard a sound.
Hey guys, we're almost there. We just gotta get through this safe door.
Oh no. Oh, the purple ninjas are right outside the safe door. And Alexander is inside the safe. What is he gonna do?
All right, I have the code. It's right here, said one of the purple ninjas.
Quick, give it to me, come on. Oh, this is taking forever. Oh, I could have done this easier without any of you.
I'm sorry, but, here's the code. It's here.
Looks like the purple ninjas are fighting amongst themselves, which is giving Alexander enough time to find a place to hide. The room inside the safe was not very big. It was a whole bunch of locked drawers and glass cases and nowhere to hide. Oh dear. Wait. Maybe Alexander can fit inside one of those smaller safes over there. All right. Alexander squished himself inside one of those other safes and carefully closed the door, not all the way so he would get locked in, but kept it cracked open. And just then...
Oh! All right. Great. We're in. Now let's get that purple diamond so we can get all the superpowers and get out of here.
Okay, boss. Oh, there it is. It's nice and shiny. Looky, that's a beautiful one.
Yes, just be very careful with it. We don't want it to break. All right, put it in the bag right here.
Okay. It's kind of sticky. Is that normal?
Don't worry about that. Just put it in here. We'll clean it up later. Let's go.
Okay.
The Purple Ninjas put the candied purple diamond in the bag and quickly hurried out of the bank. They were in for a big surprise to find out that it's not the real diamond. Great job, Alexander. You saved the day. You saved the purple diamond from the Purple Ninjas. And I think we need to put that diamond in some kind of safe at HQ to keep it safer. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Leora from Atlanta, Janui from Maryland, Evan from Bend, Oregon, Sophia from Toronto, Canada, Axel from Pennsylvania, and Jack and Dean from New Jersey. So glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, I will see you on our next adventure. And guess what? There's so many more stories, so make sure that you smash the follow button so that you don't miss out on any adventures. I'll see you next time. Bye!